Bartko coming out for Spring Valley. Ian Hakes coming out to one of the receivers for Spring Valley.
At running back, number 20, Colin Bruner.
Colin Bruner, the running back for the Cardinals.
Offensive lineman, number 54, Aaron Morrow.
Aaron Morrow, offensive lineman for the Cardinals.
Offensive lineman, number
56. Connor Erickson.
Offensive lineman, number 60.
Number 60, Tyler Vanas, another offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman, number 54, Mason Wolf.
And number 64, Mason Wolf.
Offensive lineman, number 73.
Max and number 73, Whitmer. Max Whitmer.
And at wide receiver, number 81.
And number 81, Elijah Haug. That's the starting offensive lineup for Spring Valley. And the Panthers now to be introduced. And they normally come out as a team.
And now for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers. The Panthers wish to be introduced as a team, so let's welcome.
So the Panthers will come out as a team. Spring Valley did win the toss, and they deferred. So the Panthers will get the ball here to start off our game in our Cyforth Auction first quarter. Throughout the evening, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors. And again, please thank all of our sponsors as well. Without their support, we would not be able to bring you tonight's game, including the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Yeah, you betcha. We have end-of-year tax planning coming up. Give Sundstrom a call at 672-4425 to schedule that appointment. Again, please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Also, a special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand and Adams Super Service of Durand. We hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving, and we thank you for your service. Also, welcome to those of you watching on NTEC Channel 99 and the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel as well on our streaming video service being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. All right, we're ready to go. Cardinals in their white uniforms with the red numerals and the white helmets with the Cardinals on. The Panthers in their purple uniforms, white numerals, gold helmets. Panthers will be going from left to right. The Cardinals right to left. And the kick, and it's a short kick. Very short kick. Muffed by the man up front, but falls forward on it. And the Panthers will take over. First and 10 at their 41-yard line. Looks like that was Jackson Weiss who made the catch and just fell on the ball. So first and 10 from the far hash. As the ball will be on the 41. Cloudy night here at the Bowerville Sports Complex, but a comfortable night nonetheless. Two wide receivers now will be on the far right of the formation. Waiting for the snap is Bryden. Out of the shotgun. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be a jet sweep, and that is Luke Weber. Weber gets around to the corner, to the 45, to the 50. Run out of bounds into Spring Valley territory. At about the 48-yard line, in on the stop. Looked like that might have been Ian Hicks with the tackle. And so they're going to move him up to the 46-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers from the Cardinal 46 from the near hash. Panthers come to the line. Two wide receivers on the far left of the formation. As Priding waits for the snap along with Joey Baker. Wing back is Weber. And it's going to be a fake the handoff and over the middle on the pass and catch. And the pass is caught by Jackson Pickler. And that'll be enough for a first down to the 35-yard line. Coming in for the Panthers now, Alex Hagness comes in. Clock running down to 11:21 here in the first quarter, no score. Panthers now to the line at the Cardinal 35.
First and 10, Panthers.
As Bryden waits for the snap, has Baker next to him. Two wide receivers left and right, back to pass. Bryden looks, throws, caught. Had to come back toward it, was Hagness, and so it'll be a gain of a couple on the play as he threw it to his left, down to the 33-yard line. Second down and about seven.
Will Biggs on the tackle. Gain of three.
Biggs in on the stop for the Cardinals.
From the 32.
Second down and seven from the Cardinal 32. Panthers break the huddle. As Briding waits for the snap. Wing back on the right of the formation. And play action. Over the middle. Oh, had it and couldn't hang on. Jackson Weiss coming over the middle. Incomplete. Third down coming up. As Panthers now bring in the next play. Again, clock stopped at 10:22. And Panthers now come to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. There's two backs right next to him. Breidung will hand it off. Oh, fumble and loose ball. Who's got it? Nope, they're going to call it. They're going to call it a forward pass, and so incomplete, a shuffle pass forward, fourth down. Okay, I thought that was a fumble.
Fourth and seven.
So fourth and seven now for the Panthers. No score here in the first quarter. In the Seyforth Auction first quarter, 9:52 remaining. Again, thanks to Seyforth Auction, Mondovi. Visit them online. Latest online auctions, or to find out how you can have an auction with Seyforth Auction. So two wide receivers now to the right of the formation. Wing back on the left. Breidung waits for the snap in motion. Breidung rolls to his right. Here comes the rush. Throwing deep. And it's going to be caught. Is that a catch? Yes, it is. Wow, Jackson Weiss with the catch on the sideline. That's a first down. All the way down to the 18-yard line. And so first and 10 for the Panthers.
First and 10, Panthers from the 17.
Well, move it to the 17. All right. Wow, nice catch by Weiss right on the sideline, too. Had to go up for it and keep his feet inbounds. Panthers now to the line. First and 10. Trips left. Breidung, back to pass, quick throw. That's over to Weber. Weber tries to get back out to the outside, cuts it back inside, and that ain't happening. The Cardinals are like, no, we smit that one out. Coming in off the bottom of the pile for the Cardinals, number 54, Aaron Morrow. And a loss of back to the 19, second down coming up.
Second down and 11 from the 18.
And so second down for the Panthers here in this Seyforth Auction first quarter, 8:50 remaining. No score. And so Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers to the left, and two to the right. And man goes in motion. Breidung is going to keep it himself. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 15. Down to about the 14. And coming up off the bottom of the pile, number 12 for Spring Valley, Owen Haig with the stop. And just, we'll say, just inside the 15, almost to the 14-yard line, third down coming up. Call it third and seven. I didn't ask Coach Rosemeyer if we have a field goal team. Normally, we've just always gone for it. So, third down now in seven. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung now will hand it off. That is number 22, Joey Baker. Cuts back towards the center and crosses the 10 down to about the 9. We got fourth down coming up.
Milo Schaefer with
it. Schaefer in on the stop of four Spring Valley.
Fourth and two from
so,
nine.
Fourth down, and we'll call it about two from the 9-yard line. So Panthers trying to convert another fourth down here on this opening drive. No score. And Panthers now come to the line. And they're going to have two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Breidung and Baker waiting for the snap. Breidung back to pass. He's going to throw. He's going for it. Oh, he breaks down. Now he's running for his life. Rolls to his right. Throws it. Caught. Oh, my word. He just heaved it up across his body. Oh, Alex Hagness coming from the right side on the back part of the end zone. That's a touchdown, Panthers.
9 yards of
the touchdown pass. I thought was going to be a wounded duck just putting it up, and wow, touchdown, Panthers. And so now Panthers will go for the two-point conversion. And so 6-0 Panthers. And Breidung now waiting for the snap. Breidung back to pass again. Throws. It's going to be outside. Flag. Pass interference. Spring Valley. We'll try that again. Could be holding, too, so. Well, it could be offsetting penalties, and we'd have to just try this all again. Now they're going to talk about it. Do, 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 do. Got to have the Jeopardy theme going. All right, let's see what we got here. Holding. Holding against Spring Valley. Personal foul, Spring Valley. Oh, boy. So a pair of penalties. Well, we get another shot at the two-point conversion.
Passer against Spring Valley and illegal contact against Spring Valley.
Well, it's half the distance to the goal. Which on a two-point conversion is a yard. So here we go. We will try that again. For the two-point attempt. .705 remaining here in the Seyforth Auction first quarter. And the Panthers now to the line. As Breidung now waits for the snap. Two wide receivers to the right. Baker goes now to the left side. And Breidung keeps it himself. Straight ahead he goes. Dives forward. And no, they're going to say no. He did not make it. So with the 7:05 remaining in the Seyforth Auction first quarter, 6-0 Panthers. Thank you to Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with service for home appliances. Visit Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Also, Prime Realty of Durand, visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. Adams Super Service, downtown Durand, your NEPA Gold Certified Car Care Center. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness access. Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Barron Sons with the custom-made feed for livestock from Hubbard Feeds, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our high school sports sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. And please tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts, because without their support, we would not be able to bring you the game tonight here on WRDN. So 6-0 Panthers. They convert a couple of fourth down plays, one for a couple of big catches on fourth down. Back deep for Spring Valley, Will Biggs and Charlie Halstead. Kick it for the Panthers, A.J. Wittig. Here we go. And offsides. Try that again. So move us back five. Well, it happens on these first games. We will have So now we'll kick off from the 35. Biggs and Halstead now are at their 15. So let's try it again. End over end kick and taken at the 24-yard line by Biggs. Tries to go to the center of the field, dives forward, and he'll fall forward at the 36-yard line with the initial contact, Ian Havens.
Will Biggs on the return.
So first and 10 for the Cardinals, with the Panthers leading 6-0 with 7 minutes remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Visit Cyforth Auction Mondovi. Visit them online for the latest, some of the latest online auctions, including the one for Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Lima for their fall festival. They have that going on right now. Waiting for the snap now, Stasic. Under center, two wide receivers now on the right of the formation, single back in the backfield. Stasic now, reverse, up, flea flicker time. Stasic throws it, going deep, and it's going to be caught. That's caught by number 12, and that is Bartko. Little trickery all the way down to the Panther 22-yard line.
Ethan Mack
with the stop for the Panthers. First and 10 for Spring Valley. Little razzle-dazzle to start this game. And the Cardinals now to the line.
First and 10, Cardinals from the 22.
Single wide receiver left and right. Wing back on the left of the formation. Now wing back left and right. Single back in the backfield. Stasic waits for the snap. Now man goes in motion. Stasic will hand it off to number 5. That's Crandall. Crandall straight ahead he goes. Flag down.
Trevor Forster on the carry. Flag on the play.
Check, that was Forster and illegal motion. False start for Spring Valley. Move him back 5. A free fiver for the Panthers. So move it back to the 32. We'll try that all again. First and 15. Clock running down to 6:13 remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Panthers lead 6-0. Single wide receiver now left and right. Wing back left and right and a single back in the backfield. Stasic now waits for the snap. Man goes in motion. And it's going to be handoff straight ahead again. Oh, down he goes! Blowing that play up was number 56, Dean Schalls. Forster on the carry. So a loss. Back to the 28-yard line, we'll call it. So second down now at about 16. Trips right for the Cardinals. Single wide receiver here on the near side. Out of the shotgun is Stasic now. Stasic waits for it and rolls to his right. Looking. Keeps going. He's going to try to get the corner. Now cuts upfield. Crosses the 25. Stays on his feet. Dives forward. Stays on his feet. Far sideline. Still on his feet. And he'll get enough for the first down and then some. All the way down to the 8-yard line. Weiss in on the stop.
First and goal now
for the Cardinals from the 8-yard line. Clock stopped at 5:10. Cardinals now to the line. Stasic under center now. Single back in the backfield, wing back on the left. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be straight ahead we go. Forster breaks one tackle, touchdown. So Forster in on the touchdown for Spring Valley to tie this game at 6. And it looks like Spring Valley will be going for 2. And they'll go from the near hash. That's what they would prefer. So Stasek now under center, single back in the backfield, and Forster, two wide receivers on the left or right of the formation on the far side. Stasek now rolls to his right, looking. Now he throws. It's going to be caught. Two-point conversion caught by number 16, Hicks. And so it is now 8-6 Spring Valley with 5:05 remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Visit Cyforth Auction online at cyforthauction.com. Thank you to Cyforth Auction of Mondovi, our first quarter sponsor. Also, our Sportscaster Club members include Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand. Visit Heike Pharmacy not only for all of your prescriptions, but gifts, cards, and more. And they will this fall have flu shots available. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand. Durand Smokehouse, for all of your grilling needs, visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 25. Durand, ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Durand Napa Farmers. Visit Durand Napa for all of your custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep that equipment running on the farm during this fall harvest season. Napa know-how from Durand Napa. All right, so 8-6 Cardinals. And the Panthers now will get the ball back. Cardinals opened up with that first big play to get in deep into Panther territory and converted the touchdown. Line drive and taken at the 18, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35. That's bouncing out to the outside, to the 35, to the 40. That is number 11, Luke Weber, and he'll be run out of bounds at about the 41-yard line on the far side. Smith in on the stop for the Cardinals. So that's where the Panthers will take over, same as last time. With 4:56 remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter, 8-6 Cardinals. As Panthers now come to the line. Riding under center now. Two wide receivers on the far side. They're working from the far hash. Man comes in motion in Weiss. And it's going to be handoff to Weiss. He's going to try to go around the right side. He's going to be hit once, then hit again. To finish that tackle up was Bartko. And a loss back to the 39-yard line. Second down and 12.
Second down and 12 from the 39.
As the clock continues to run here, down to 4:26. Bryden comes back in with the play. And Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the far side. Wing back and Weber on the right of the formation. He'll go in motion. Breidung hands it off straight ahead. That is Baker. Baker gets bottled up right away by a host of Cardinals. Gets maybe to the 40-yard line. Third down coming up.
Joey Baker on the carry.
So third and 11 now for the Panthers. Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the far side and two on the left, on the near side here. Breidung and Baker in the backfield. Back to passes, Breidung. Going on the far side, and it's going to be caught. What a catch by number two, Jackson Weiss. Wow, he had coverage all over him, all the way down to the Cardinal 36.
Will Briggs on the tackle.
First and 10 for the Panthers.
From the 36.
Clock down to approaching the 3-minute mark. Again, Cardinals leading 8-6. First and 10 for the Panthers from the Cardinal 36-yard line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Working from the far hash. Wing back on the left of the formation. Man goes in motion. Brighton now pitches it back out to Weber. Weber's trying to go out, and he can't get around. Blowing up that play, number 20, Colin Bruner. He totally blew it up. Loss all the way back to the 45-yard line.
Tyler Banas on the tackle. Loss of 9 on the play.
So loss of 9, and now second down and 19.
Second and 19 from the 45.
Panthers now come to the line. Trips right this time, or trips left rather this time for the Panthers. Breidung and Baker waiting in the backfield. Breidung back to pass. Throws to the left. Caught. That is Weiss. He'll get some of that loss back.
Jackson Weiss.
Gain of about 5. So third down and about 15, we'll call it, or 14.
Third and 13.
Clock running down to, or clock stopped rather, down to 1:55. 8-6 Cardinals. Panthers down to the line. Three wide receivers here on the near side. Single wide receiver on the far side. As back to passes, Brighton goes to his right, gets hit when he throws. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted. Pass intended for Jackson Weiss.
Brighton's pass incomplete.
Fourth down coming up.
Jackson Weiss, fourth down.
So we'll see. Will the Panthers go for it, or will they? They're at the 40. They have to get down to the 26-yard line. Looks like they're going to go for it. So clock stopped at 1:48. Panthers back to the line now. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. This from the far side. On the far hash. Back to passes, Brighton. Here comes the blitz. And the blitz blows it up. And incomplete. First down, Spring Valley.
Spring Valley will take over on down.
Thank you to Elsevia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Visit elsevia.com. The Cell Block with their soup and salad bar. They also have daily specials as well. Visit the Cell Block downtown Durant. Of course, tonight, Friday fish fry at the Cell Block. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, and the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630 or visit chentfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Please thank all of our high school sports sponsors. They make our broadcasts possible here on WRDN. Give our sponsors a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting these broadcasts. All right, we had an equipment issue. We're ready to go now, though. Stasek under center. Single wide receiver left and right. Two wingbacks in. And handoffs to nope. Stasek keeps it himself this time. Goes on the far side, crosses the 50, and up to about the 47-yard line of the Panthers.
Luke Weber on the tackle.
Weber in on the stop of four, the Panthers.
First down, Spring Valley.
So first down for the Panthers. Stasek waits for the snap, pitches it back, and that is going to be number 33, and that is Halstead. goes to his left, gets tripped up, falls forward at the 45-yard line. Jackson Weiss with the stop.
Gain of two, second and eight from the 45.
So second down, Stajic waiting for the snap. Single back in the backfield, two wide receivers on the right of the formation, on the far side. Over to Forster, he's going to cut to his left, falls forward, gets down to about the 42-yard line. Will bring up a third down.
Forster on the carry.
And in on the stop, number 88, Jackson Pickler. And that's the end of our first quarter, 8-6 Cardinals. We have second quarter action coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Cyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy, and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Cyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at SeyforthAuction.com. Cyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for our second quarter with Spring Valley leading 8-6 for the second quarter. The Cardinals will be going from left to right, the Panthers right to left. Thinking of Bauer Built Tire for all of your tire needs and oil changes, stop into Bauerbilt Tire, Prospect Street to Durand, and the Cottage. From floral arrangements to gifts for mom, visit the Cottage, downtown Durand. All right, ready to go here for the second quarter, first or second, or make that third down here coming up. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be handed off to number 33, and he gets around the far side. He'll have enough for the first down. That was Halstead. Kind of broke that one tackle, and that was it. Enough for the first down.
On the carry for first down.
All the way down to the Panther 33. So first and 10. Cardinals come to the line. Single wide receiver, left and right, wing back on both sides of the formation and a back in the backfield. Stajic waits for the snap. Back to pass he goes. Rolls to his right, throws. It's going to be, wow, a one-handed catch. Holy cow by Halstead. And wait, they're going to call incomplete that he couldn't hang on to it. Okay, they're going to say the pass was complete, but down by contact. Was that heck of a catch, one-handed, down to the 30-yard line. Luke Weber with the stop. Clock running down to 11 minutes remaining here in this second quarter. Cardinals leading 8-6. So Cardinals come to the near side here on the near hash. Three wide receivers here on the right of the formation. Single wide receiver on the left. Stajic waits for the snap. Back to pass he goes. Rolls to his left. Now he's going to keep it himself. Cuts back to the center of the field. Stays on his feet. Crosses the 25. And then down to the 20. Maybe just inside the 20. Brett Breidung with the stop, but enough for a first down.
First down, Spring Valley.
So first down, Spring Valley. So first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Cardinals now come to the line. Single wide receiver now left and right and wing backs on both sides of the formation with a single back on the backfield. Stashek waits for the snap. Man goes in motion and Holstead. They're going to hand it off to Forrest. Nope, Stashek will keep it himself. On the option, he does a little razzle-dazzle, jumps over one man, falls forward down to the 11-yard line. And in on the stop, Luke Weber. So gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2 from the Panther 12. Clock running down to 9:25. Cardinals leading 8-6. So Cardinals now to the line. As single wide receiver now on the left and right. And it's going to be a fumble. Fumble on the option there. And the Cardinals will recover the ball. And they'll keep it. So a gain of 1 on the play, they'll call it. Third down and 1 from about the 11. Come to the line, and single wide receiver now, left and right. Stasiak now waits for the snap. Man in motion, and it's going to be handoff to Forrester. Straight ahead he goes, falls forward, will have enough for a first down, loses the ball. There's a fumble, and I think the Panthers got it, and they do. It's a touchback, as on the tackle, Forrester fumbled it, and the Panthers recover in the end zone for the touchback. So, first and 10 for the Panthers. So, the Panthers managed to force the turnover, and they take over at the 20-yard line after the touchback.
First and 10, Panthers from the 20.
Clock stopped at 8:12. Thank you to the JKO Auto Body Shop. For all of your car and collision repair needs, it's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store's Durand Fresh Market. Don't forget to log on to Fresh Markets, and we get a flag. Delay a game. Panthers back 5. Again, you download the Durand Fresh Market app. Just go to freshmarkets.com for more on that. Also, Ogalle Cheese Factory for all of your snacking needs. Featuring cheese, locally made beef sticks, pizza, and more. Ogalle Cheese Factory opens 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand. And numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Visitor online at numbersareus.com. Well, first and 15 now for the Panthers. Breidung waits for the snap. Man comes in motion and Weber hands off to Weber. We're going to go to the left on the jet sweep. Crosses the 15 to the 20 to the 25. Still at his feet. He could go all the way. He's to the 40 to the 30 to the 20 to the 10. He stays at his feet. He's just fell out of bounds at the 1 yard line. No flags. Luke Weber with the big run for the Panthers. I want to say that was number 10, Stasiak, with the stop. Just enough to push him out of bounds. Otherwise, he was to the house. They'll say all the way down to the 3 is where he fell out of bounds. Weber comes out going, I need a breather. So, first and goal for the Panthers. They're in business after the turnover. Panthers come to the line. Breidung now waits for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Wing back, left and right. Breidung hands it off now. And that is Baker. And is he in? No, he's just short at the goal line. Second and goal. Second and goal. We're going to call it second and like inches. You could just fall forward. That's how close it is.
Second and inches from the goal line.
Well, we'll see if they're going to just do the quarterback sneak. Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Pryda waiting for the snap out of the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself. Then he gets around the corner. Oh, he has to do a little second effort. Nearly lost a yard, but he does second effort. Touchdown. 12. But we do have a flag down. Personal foul, Spring Valley. So that, I think, will be enforced on the kickoff. So, talking it over with the coach. What he wants to do here. I would think that you'd want to have it enforced on the kickoff. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Trend Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events throughout the year. Visit trendimprovementgroup.org. They had a great event earlier this week with Taste of Durand and Music in the Park. All right, Panthers will go for two, leading 12-6, or 12-8, rather. Friday now keeps it himself. Now he stops. He's going to throw over the middle. Intercepted. That's going to be intercepted by Stasiak to end the two-point conversion, 12-8. Panthers lead with 7:02 remaining here in the second quarter. Thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your fishing needs and also your campsite needs as well. Just visit Ryan's Sports Shop downtown Durand. Annabis Silo now featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna. Annabis Silo also now featuring small engine repair for your lawn and garden equipment. That's Annabis Silo, Highway 25 at Durand, and the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency. Your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area is Paul Slusher. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs.
The Panthers will kick from the Cardinal 45.
So the Panthers will be kicking off from the Spring Valley 45-yard line. This is as a result of that unnecessary roughness penalty. So here we go. As Wittick will tee it up for the Panthers, leading 12-8. And it'll be taken at the 10-yard line to the 15. Cuts back towards the center of the field, up to the 20-yard line. And that is number six, or check that, number five. That's Trevor Forrester. Joey Baker with the stop. So first and 10 for Spring Valley at the 20. With the Panthers leading 12-8. Cardinals now will come to the line of scrimmage. Some big plays by both these teams here so far tonight. Single wide receiver left and right. Wing backs on both sides of the line. And a single back in the backfield. Stasiak now waits for the snap. He's going to keep it himself. goes straight ahead, crosses the 25, and he gets stopped there. Looks like Baker in on the stop. And Luke Weber. Gain of 9 on the play, up to the 29. Second down and 1 for Spring Valley.
Magnus on the tackle correction.
As coming up to the line now are the Cardinals. From the near hash, single wide receiver left and right, wing backs on both sides of the line, and a back in the backfield. Stasiak now waiting for the snap under center. Stasiak will keep it himself. He'll get the first down, and he'll stand his feet, and he'll cross the 35. Last player off the pile. Briding, they're going to say in on the stop. All right. Gain up to the 36-yard line.
First down.
First and 10 for Spring Valley. Clock approaching the 6-minute mark. Again, Panthers leading 12-8. Spring Valley fumbled in that first or in the end zone on their last drive. Panthers turned that into a touchdown. So Cardinals now up to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. This time out of the shotgun is Stasia. Forster in the backfield with him. Back to pass to Stasiak. Looking to his left. Steps up, throws. It's caught. Caught by number 12. That's Bartko. Brought down right away. And Joey Baker in on the stop. For really a gain of maybe a yard. Yep. Second down and 9. As Cardinals now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side from the far hash. Stasiak under center, waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to number 24. Straight ahead we go. Crosses the 40, crosses the 45, stays on his feet. That is Milo Schaefer. Nope, check that. That's Asher Turner, I guess. Okay. We have a lot of double numbers here. First and 10 now for Spring Valley. A lot of double numbers on our program for Spring Valley. So, the first and 10 from midfield. And it's going to be a handoff again to Turner. Turner stays on his feet, crosses the 45 down to about the 43-yard line. And coming up off the bottom of the pile, it looked like that was number 88, Jackson Pickler, with the stop. But a gain of 6 on the play as the lights come on at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex with 3:50 remaining coming up on our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. We're going to chatting with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this week, so we'll have that coming up during our halftime show. Back to pass. Stasiak throws high, caught. That's a catch at the 37-yard line, and with the catch was Haug with the catch, and Joy Baker knocks him out of bounds. But not until we get another first down. They'll officially mark it at the 37-yard line.
7-yard line.
Cardinals now come to the line. Single wide receiver left and right from the far hash. Single back in the backfield. Stasiak under center. Waits for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff. Straight ahead we go. That's Forster. He'll push the pile forward down to about the 32-yard line. And in on the stop for the Panthers, Devin Glaus. Panthers lead 12-8. 3 minutes remaining here in this second quarter. The Cardinals will get the ball to start the third quarter. Cardinals to the line. Out of the shotgun now Stasiak, single or two wide receivers, left and right this time. With Forster in the backfield. Man comes in motion. Jet sweep. Yep. Oh, and it's not going to go anywhere. Loss. Back to the 36-yard line. Bruner with the carry and stopped. I want to say it was Pickler with the stop. Cooper Yonke, they're going to say. Cooper Yonke with the tackle, all right. So a loss back to the 36-yard line.
Loss of four on the play, third down and nine from the 36.
Third and nine now for the Cardinals. Approaching the two-minute mark. Timeout. Timeout Spring Valley with 2 minutes remaining. And the Panthers leading 12-8. Gennar coming up on our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. We'll have a check of national news with ABC Radio News. Also, we'll be having our interview with Ryan Nelson, the Durand, Arkansas school superintendent. Had a chance to talk with Mr. Nelson here earlier this week, so we'll do that here coming up during our halftime show. Thank you to Sundstrom & Company, our local tax experts. Let's get ready for end-of-year tax planning. Call Sundstrom for an appointment, 672-4425. Advent Health of Durand, healthcare close to home, here in Durand. Security Financial Bank, secure your future with your community bank. Security Financial Bank, West Prospect Street, Durand. And the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand, your authorized location for monuments from lifetime memorials. Call Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with service of those home appliances. It's Shaw's LP and Appliance, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex tonight. So third down and nine, out of the shotgun this time. Stasiak's going to keep it himself. Rolls to his right. Hangs onto the ball. Crosses the 35. Stays on his feet. Still on his feet. Now he gets bottled up. And looks like Stasiak will get down to about, the 31-yard line. Fourth down coming up. Host the Panthers forced him out of bounds. So we'll call it fourth and four. Huge fourth down play here for both these teams. Panthers would definitely like to make the stop. Again, the Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half. Cardinals still have two timeouts. They're really taking their time. I think they're going to have to call another timeout. Yep, and they do. Timeout, Spring Valley.
Their second of the half.
I think they're wanting to run down the clock to make sure that if they don't make it, the Panthers don't have a lot of time. Thank you to Prime Realty of Durand. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, downtown Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, downtown Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency. Hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Barron Sons, featuring dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond. They're located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Tomorrow, NASCAR returns to WRDN. We'll have the Coke Zero 400 from Daytona, with coverage beginning at about 5:30 from the Daytona International Raceway. Have that on the radio and also online at realcountry1430.com. All right, well, the timeout is done. They've put the ball in play. Now the Cardinals will come out. Stasiak now will be under center. Single wide receiver left and right now. Single back in the backfield. Two wing backs in this time. Man goes in motion. And back to pass to Stasiak. Here comes the blitz. He rolls to his left. He throws. It's going to be caught. That's a catch for a first down. On the far side,
Elijah Haug
with the catch to the 20-yard line. First down, Cardinals.
First in Penn Valley from the 20.
57 seconds remaining in the half. As the clock stopped, so Cardinals now to the line. Single wide receiver left and right, single back in the backfield, and a wing back on the left of the formation. Stasiak now waits for the snap. Back to pass he goes, rolls to his right. Looking. Now he's still looking. Now he's going to keep it himself. Dives forward. He'll be out of bounds. Down to the 18-yard line. And Isaac Sabelko in on the stop. Gain of a couple down to the 18. 48 seconds remaining. Again, coming up, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. We'll talk with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson coming up. Stasiak now waits for the snap. Keeps it himself. Straight ahead he goes. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another tackle. Does a spin move down to the 10. Stays on his feet. Falls forward finally down to about the 9-yard line. Luke Weber with the stop. Well, the clock stops. Do they move the chains? Make it first and goal at the 8. Clock running down to 38 seconds. Stasiak now waiting for the snap. And he downs it. So he spikes the ball to stop the clock.
Second down and 10.
So second and goal from the 8. 34 seconds remaining. Now, Spring Valley does have a timeout remaining. As Cardinals now come to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. Single back in the backfield. Stasiak waits for the snap. And he's going to hand it off to Forster. Straight ahead he goes. He's going to get to the 5. Host of Panthers there. Clock running down to 23 seconds remaining. Timeout, Spring Valley. Well, now it's an interesting third and goal. So if you don't make it, you're going to have to probably throw the ball, because if you, they at least give you two shots at it, because if you run it and you don't get in, the clock will probably run out on you, and it is third down, third and goal. So you can't just run up and spike it, because it would be fourth and goal. So you're probably going to be, this is going to be a pass play, you would think, so that if you can always throw it away and try another play, have it be the last play of the half. But there is a reason why I am the announcer and not the coach, because 9 times out of 10, I'm wrong. So but again, 20 seconds remaining, third and goal from the Panther 5. Panthers still lead 12-8.
Third down and goal from the 5.
And they're going to go I formation backfield. And Stasiak now keeps it himself. Rolls, throws. It's caught. Touchdown. And pass to Forster for the touchdown. Make it 13-12 now. Cardinals. or 14-12 rather. 14-12 Cardinals. They'll go for two. ...15 seconds remaining here in the half. Stajic now under center again. Single back in the back.